Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 12th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This past Sunday, 45,000 CWA and IBEW members walked out to force Verizon to abandon its Wisconsin-style tactics and come to the bargaining table and negotiate fairly. There have been enough attacks on middle-class workers. Now is the time for Verizon management to do the right thing and come to the bargaining table in good faith. Verizon is making record profits, and top management executives took home $258 million over the last 4 years. In typical management style, they reap rewards while simultaneously trying to slash wages and benefits of employees. Verizon management has over 100 concessionary demands on the negotiating table. The Verizon union workers are in the fight of their lives and need our help. That's why all workers are mobilizing in support and going out into their communities to publicize these attacks from management. Over the past several years, our sisters and brothers at CWA have stood shoulder to shoulder with us through our challenges, large or small. In working together and receiving their generosity and commitment to our cause, we have been stronger and more effective. We encourage you to act in kind and mobilize in support of their fight to protect their livelihood by lending a hand. Visit our website for a variety of ways you can join the fight and help support the Verizon workers. For some time now, representatives from United's payroll department have been working on conversion of the payroll system from the antiquated system that has been in use for almost 4 decades to a new system that will bring us into the current era. AFA received an updated presentation from United Management regarding the final steps in development and implementation schedule. Effective September 1st, United employees will receive their first paychecks generated by the new payroll system. Subsidiary Continental employees will transition to the new system beginning in late 2012. Highlights of the new system include dramatically increased self-service, which will allow for direct deposit arrangements at up to 2 financial institutions, electronic pay stubs, expanded earnings and deductions explanations, employee pass travel detail, and monthly flight time records, MFTRs, located within the system in the same location as the pay advices. We want to bring to you the attention of those of you who may be Alliant Credit Union members the following information. The upcoming United Airlines payroll conversion will affect how employees make changes to the net pay portion of their United Airlines paycheck. Net pay refers to the balance of your paycheck less any deductions you have set up. The following are key dates and new procedures should you wish to make any changes to your net pay or payroll deductions in the future. Through August 17, 2011, United employees can continue to contact United, the Alliant Credit Union, to make any changes to your net pay allocations. August 18 through August 31st of 2011, United employees may only contact Alliant Credit Union to cancel net pay allocations. Effective September 1st, 2011, United employees must use Skynet or contact the United Payroll Care Center at 866-825-7297 to establish net pay or to make changes to net pay allocations. Please note you will need to provide your Alliant 14-digit MICR number for the Alliant account into which you wish to deposit funds. Payroll deductions of a specific amount or amounts to an Alliant account or loan will continue to be processed by Alliant for United employees. The payroll conversion process requires that Alliant provide United Airlines with the account number of the account to which your paycheck is currently being deposited. If you do not wish for this information to be shared with United Airlines, contact Alliant Credit Union prior to August 17, 2011, which will result in you receiving your net pay as a live paycheck. However, to continue your current direct deposit arrangement with Alliant, you do not need to take any action. Alliant member services are available by telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 800-328-1935. Alternatively, you may stop at any Alliant service center for assistance. As a matter of convenience for the corporation, and as part of the ongoing harmonization between the United Airlines and Continental subsidiaries, the company will be discontinuing low-volume dietary meal categories. The meals that will no longer be available include diabetic, low-calorie, low-fat and cholesterol, low-sodium, and lacto-ovo-vegetarian. In addition, special meals will no longer be available in any class on most domestic flights, in addition to Canada, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Special meals will be available in the premium cabins in select domestic markets to include flights from New York's JFK and Newark to and from San Francisco and Los Angeles, as well as on flights to Hawaii. In addition to passengers, crew members will also be impacted. At the same time these changes are implemented for passengers, the above eliminated meal categories will no longer be available to pilots or flight attendants. As an additional change, special crew meals will only be available in markets where they are also available to passengers, and this would include the lighter choice and salad meal options. The following special meal types will continue to be available: gluten intolerant, Hindu vegetarian, kosher, Muslim, Asian vegetarian, vegan strict vegetarian, child's, and Japanese. In addition to these meals, the lighter choice and salad meal options will continue to be available only to pilots and flight attendants. For those of you with special dietary needs, we strongly recommend that you check your current special meal elections and make any changes using the DSP MEL command in Unimatic. We anticipate the DSP MEL display will be updated within coming weeks to reflect the changes the company plans to implement. Keep in mind, all changes must be made 24 hours in advance of the October 1st implementation date. United has implemented automation to allow United and Continental employees and their eligible pass riders to use United's Zonal Employee Discount, or ZED, Interline Pass travel agreements with JetBlue Airways, which is B6. This travel is for economy class at the low fare level, ZL. Eligibility requirements are active employees who have completed 6 months of service, eligible retirees, spouses or registered domestic partners, parents and dependent children up through age 18 or through age 23 if they are full-time students. Eligibles of both subsidiaries may buy JetBlue tickets at Continental ticket counters, including staff travel offices at Houston, Cleveland, and Newark. United will continue to issue all interline paper tickets at self-ticketing stations or United-operated ticket counters. You can create JetBlue listings and view more information by going to Employee Res on Flying Together or inside CoAir. Select the JetBlue B6 online listing tool under ePass News and Announcements. Access the My ID Travel tool to make a JetBlue B6 reservation. This information updates only the JetBlue B6 Z Interline Pass travel process. Don't miss the latest edition of the AFA Industrial Editorial, recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA, and after entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.